USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence this week said he would consider testifying before the January 6th committee if he was asked. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California and a member of the January 6th committee, was on CNN and asked if an invitation has been extended.
He could plainly share a lot of very first-hand information about what it was like to be the subject of those efforts to get him to violate his constitutional duty and arrogate to himself the power to decide who won or who lost an American presidential election.
Events across the country Sunday marked National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. In Denver, rally participant Machiko Duff flew in from North Carolina to talk about her family's loss. She says her 23-year-old daughter thought she was ingesting cocaine, but it was actually fentanyl, and it killed her.
It's about saving our kids. We won't have no future if this war take over.
I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
A group of friends from North Dakota on a trip together to Arizona dining outdoors when one of them passed out, overtaken by the heat. They called Lyft and were picked up right away and whizzed quickly by a speedy driver to the hospital where everything turned out just fine. That's a nice enough story, but made great by an element the friends discovered later. The driver was a random young man who just happened to be driving a red Toyota like the one Lyft said was on the way. One of the women, Kelly Gable, said the driver seemed a little surprised, but listened when the friends barked orders at him and then threw $40 on the seat as they quickly left the vehicle.
I just was like, thank you so much. I hope this is enough. And we just got out because our friend was getting sick again. And I was like, okay, we have to get into the ER.
Plans are being made to attend the G20 summit.
Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Rising child care costs and costs in general are causing many American families to scramble to cover the costs of caring for their kids. But for some parents, the financial burden eclipses the benefits of having a job. Mom Crystal Crittenden says to care for her child, it was easier to leave work than to remain in her job.
I was bringing home in a week like $300, and the cost of child care is $150 a week. That's half my paycheck every single week going to daycare.
NBA legend Dennis Rodman said Saturday he got permission to go to Russia to seek the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. The Basketball Hall of Famer, who was at a sneaker convention in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, said that he was looking forward to heading over to Moscow at some point this week. And a documentary on the 2008 U.S. men's basketball team, known as the Redeem Team, with executive producers including LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, will premiere on Netflix this fall. The Redeem Team will debut October the 7th on Netflix, the streaming service announced this Friday. The film is Netflix's first collaboration with the International Olympic Committee. With behind-the-scenes footage and interviews from the players and coach Mike Krzyzewski, the documentary chronicles the 2008 team's bid for gold in the Beijing Games after a disappointing bronze finish at the 2004 Olympics in Athens. Kobe Bryant was captain of that 2008 team, which also included James, Wade, Jason Kidd, and Carmelo Anthony. This is USA Radio News.